This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session will begin with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses of Parliament. The economic survey will be tabled tomorrow and the union budget will be presented on Sunday, 1st February. The first phase of the budget session will be held from tomorrow till 13th February. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd April. There will be 30 sittings during the session. Government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi yesterday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were present at the occasion. Congress leader Jairam Ramesh, Dravid Munetra Kadagam leader Tiruchi Shiva, Trimul Congress leader Sagarika Ghosh, Samajwadi Party MP Ram Gopal Yadav attended the meeting among others. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the first part of the budget session will have motion of thanks on President's address. Later, discussion on budget will be held in both the houses. Mr. Rijiju requested all the parties to cooperate in running the session smoothly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual NCC PM rally at Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's rally is Rashtra Pratham Kartavyanishth Yuva. This rally reflects the spirit of duty, discipline and national commitment among India's youth. The NCC PM rally will mark the grand culmination of the month-long NCC Republic Day Camp 2026. It witnessed the participation of 2,406 NCC cadets from across the country, including 898 girl cadets. The rally will also see the participation of 207 youth and officers from 21 foreign countries. On the occasion, a vibrant cultural program will be presented by NCC cadets, members of Rashtriya Rangshala and National Service Scheme, showcasing their role in nation building, social service and character development. President Draupadi Murmu has said India and Europe are connected not only by contemporary interest but also by shared values such as democracy, pluralism and an open market economy. She said these principles guide the nations in a rapidly changing global environment. The president was speaking at the banquet hosted in the honour of President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and President of European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday evening. President Murmu said that economic cooperation is a key pillar of India-European Union relations. She said India and EU view trade and investment as instruments of shared prosperity and social progress. The president expressed happiness over the successful conclusion of the historic negotiations on the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, adding that it will bring significant positive changes to the lives of the people of both nations. Wings India 2026, Asia's largest civil aviation event, will begin today at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad. The four-day event will showcase the rise of Indian aviation and the future of global flight. The event will feature an elaborate and world-class international exhibition, static aircraft displays and aerobatic flying shows, high-level global aviation conference, CEO roundtables, B2B and B2G meetings, aviation job fair and student innovation competition. Ministerial level and official foreign delegations from 20 countries including Russia, Singapore, Maldives, Mongolia, Oman, Qatar, European Union, UK, France, Germany, USA will attend Wings India 2026. In the Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India moved to the top of the Group 2 points table with a convincing win over host Zimbabwe by 204 runs in the Super 6 stage match in Bulawayo yesterday evening. Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, will organize the second edition of the Coastal Cyclothon titled Vande Mataram Coastal Cyclothon 2026. The cyclothon will be conducted from today till 22nd of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.